100 Bible Verses Every Christian Should Know. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 5. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 to 8. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Let all things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Psalm 143, verse 8. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. With all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. And whatsoever ye do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 to 24. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. Psalm 20, verse 4. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. As in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 147, verse 3. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Romans chapter 12, verse 16. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? Romans chapter 2, verse 6. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Psalm 121, verses 7 to 8. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalm 56, verse 3. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 27. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 16. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. But let him ask in faith nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. James chapter 1, verse 6. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalm 37, verse 4. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121, verses 1 to 8. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoice, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28, verse 7. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34, verse 4. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 to 11. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55, verse 22. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 126, verse 5. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Go to now, ye that say, Today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor, that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, If the Lord will, we shall live, and do this or that. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalm 37, verse 4.